Carrock 955, Tom and Loggy joining us on the line. A lady who we have on as often as we can. She's one of the superstars of Australian music, and that was proven again with the Arias last week. She absolutely smashed it.
What an absolute legend.
Best Australian live act and best pop release. It's Amy Shark. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
We're great. Thanks. How are the pointy statues going?
They go away to get engraved and all nice and shiny. So I think I get them in a couple of days.
Oh, cool.
You've got to be so careful with them. I know for a fact that one has gone through someone's foot before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
But 8 over 4 years, that's an amazing result.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little in shock when I think about it, to be honest. It's very, very surreal, but awesome. Really, really awesome.
You know when you get like a few nice candles and you kind of spread them out around the house, do you do that with the Arias or do you put them all in one spot?
I think it's rather impressive if they're all in one spot.
Yes.
I've just moved to Sydney, so my other Arias are in storage. But I get these too, so it would be nice to like have some music stuff in my new place in Sydney.
Just use them as doorstops, you know.
Well,
you've got a
I was
bunch
just
of
thinking, like
house.
You know, something nice in the bathroom. Like I'm sitting there at Amy Shark's house on the toilet, and I look over, and I'm like, oh my god, that's one of the Arias right there.
I was just telling someone the other day when I went to Dave Grohl's studio in LA. He had a Grammy as a doorstop, but then he also had one of the the MTV Moon Man as the toilet roll holder.
Amazing!
Oh, awesome! So, very cool.
Yeah.
That's gold. and so you've settled into Sydney life well. Last time we caught up with you, you were just in the process of moving, I believe.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really good. You know, I've missed my family a bit, couldn't get back to Queensland. But I think once I can go back and forth as I sort of please, it's going to feel perfect. It'd be great.
Yeah. We are very much loving your latest track. We're playing here on K-Rock, Come On, with Travis Barker. And the film clip looks really cool too. We've noticed a bit of a theme in 2020, a lot of artists doing film clips in abandoned warehouses. Now, is that to kind of get you away and like to be as COVID safe as possible?
I mean, I should say yes, but not really. I just wanted a really cool looking place. And one of my favourite Blink-182 videos is Stay Together for the Kids. And
yes.
That's like in this really old, abandoned sort of house. And as soon as I got sent the Wanji power station, I was like, oh, that looks... I mean, if we get out of there alive, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much crazy stuff you could kill yourself with. But we got out of there, did the video, and I absolutely love it.
Talking about goals before, I mean, working with the guys from Blank, or specifically Trav, is that a huge deal for you?
Oh, it was massive. Like, you know, because I honestly think he's going to go down as one of the greatest drummers ever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he's also in, like, one of my favourite bands. So he adds so much. People don't know how much Travis adds to a song. Like, his His creativity in drumming and just the accents that he does and lifts the whole song, takes it to another level is, you know, it's crazy. And the fact that he, you know, legitimately loved the song and wanted to be on it and was thankful to be on it, I was like, that's just insane to me. You know,
so cool.
Like he, yeah. Really cool.
Yeah, especially coming from two massive Blink fans as Tom and I were,
yes,
like
yeah.
as well. So, yeah, it seems so awesome that, you know, you've grown up with a band that you love and now you're making music with Trav. Like that must be so epic.
I might just jump in here, girls. We're going to take a little break. Joined by Amy Shark on the other side. Big announcement.